Iraq is a country that's seen its share of troubles, but there is some positive news today. Iraq's parliament officially approved Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his new government 9 months after the election. A messy democracy is one of the side effects of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Millions of Iraqi refugees dispersed around the world is another. The World's Marco Werman recently went to meet Iraqi refugees in Phoenix, Arizona, to see how they're faring.
New Iraqi arrivals to Phoenix tell similar stories. Violence and anguish in Iraq, flight often first to Jordan or Syria, then to Arizona, and then a slow adjustment process. Many of them have related their accounts to Hazem Tayyi. He's an Iraqi caseworker and has his own stories. Tayyi was tortured by Saddam Hussein's regime. He came to the U.S. in September 2000.
First they woke up in the middle of the night from a nightmare, running away from Secret Service trying to catch me, and I woke up shouting, "No, no," in Arabic, of course. Fortunately, I went to drink water, and I saw the American flag at the apartment complex that I was living, and I felt safe. So I went and bought a small American flag and put it by my head where I sleep. And that kind of cured me, because whenever I wake up in the middle of the night, I see the American flag and then I say, "Oh, thank God, I'm here. I'm not there."
Hazem Tayyi is now a U.S. citizen. He works for the International Rescue Committee. The IRC is the largest of the four refugee resettlement agencies working in Phoenix. Tayyi sees many Iraqis who are disoriented when they arrive.
Everything is different here. So you would probably see them go to a Middle Eastern store several times a week. I believe it's nostalgia. It's missing home. It's not because they want to buy something.
Anything to remind them of home, even a ringtone. This Iraqi love song was, for one refugee I met, the special ringtone for calls from his wife. I went to Phoenix last month to meet a few of those displaced Iraqis. Many came to the U.S. after 2005. With the recession now, they're just getting by, but they're way better off than they were in Iraq. Carmen Daoud says arriving in Phoenix on October 23, 2007, was the best day of her life.
The weather here, everything here is like Iraq. I like Phoenix. It's so hot in summer and it's cold. It's same.
Cold in winter means about 75 degrees, but Carmen's first days were also overwhelming.
For the first month, I was just crying because everything, it was scared to me. So I don't know anything. So yeah, it was difficult.
Like many Iraqis who came here recently, Carmen qualified for the special immigrant visa. She qualified because she worked for the U.S. during the war in Iraq. Carmen Daoud paid a heavy price for that visa. Her best friend, who worked with Carmen in the Green Zone, was killed by extremists as retribution for siding with the U.S. Extremists also killed Carmen's dad.
They put a small paper in his pocket. They told me, "Okay, because you work with the U.S. Army, we killed your father, and we're going to kill your mom and your brother and you if you don't, leave Iraq in 48 hours.
Carmen left with her brother, who's deaf, and her mother, who went mostly blind when an American bomb fell near her Baghdad home. Carmen is now the family breadwinner. She works as an interpreter for Arabic speakers. She's taking college courses, and she has a part-time job.
I work cashier in Walmart. It's 2 years. It's good. And many people, when they come and we start talking with me and they know I'm from Iraq, they are so interested. They want to know everything happened over there and why I'm here. And they are happy. And they wish to me a good luck.
There's still a lot that Carmen can't share yet with her coworkers. That kind of trust takes time. Some Iraqis have managed to find it, though.
This year, we went really family Thanksgiving.
That's Iraqi Acer Jaber, who arrived in Phoenix with her husband and 3 kids 2 years ago.
So it was a really close friend, American, with her family, and that was really amazing. You felt the sense of family and This year, we sat on the table and we were talking about what we are thanking God. I said, this year I have a lot to thank God for, especially the house and everything that happens for us through the year.
Her family isn't on solid financial ground, but a special loan program did help them buy a small home. It's a pretty good situation to be in for Acer Jaber, considering where she had been. She also worked for the Americans in Baghdad and also fled with her family. After nearly 2 years in limbo in Jordan, they were resettled in Phoenix. Now, the State Department provides these refugees $900 each as an initial settling in grant. Acer and her family came under the wing of the IRC. The family was picked up at the airport, taken to their apartment, they got oriented to their new surroundings, and the kids got signed up for new schools. Acer's daughters, who were still teetering in English when they arrived, applied for a scholarship to a Phoenix prep school.
My oldest daughter, last year, had won the scholarship to this private school, and this year my other daughter also won scholarship to this private high school. So it's really amazing what's happening to my family with that, because it's really made my kids feel, okay, that worth it, because whatever we suffered, now we are getting the reward.
Acer's husband works in the kitchen of a Marriott hotel. Acer herself is an interpreter. She's got an advanced degree in statistics but can't use it here. At least she and her husband have jobs. Robin Dunmarcos, the executive director of the IRC in Phoenix, says on arrival, life for refugees in Phoenix may have seemed like a dream, but recently it's been getting tougher.
I've been here for 14 years, and refugees historically have come in and been able to find employment within 30 to 45 days, regardless of their English level and regardless of their previous skill level. Then a couple years ago, with the economic downturn, Phoenix was one of the hardest hit cities. And now, just within the IRC network, Phoenix had the highest length of time to get a refugee employed. Last year, it took on average over 180 days to find refugee employment. And that's too much without a safety net.
A safety net is what Jarjes Rafek could use right now. He was a building contractor in Kirkuk in northern Iraq. He and his young wife and five children came to Phoenix in July 2008.
I'm good. I'm here.
They've just moved into a small prefab house in a mobile home community in Glendale. It's a Phoenix suburb where many Iraqis have settled. When I got there, Rafek Jarjes' youngest kids were watching a Paddington cartoon in Arabic. Jarjes didn't have much time to talk. He was rushing off to an appointment to pay some bills. Jarjes Rafek explained to me that when he first got to Phoenix, the IRC helped him find a car wash job at the airport. Then the economy tanked and he lost his job. Food stamps and subsidized health care have helped, he said. But he told me these days he doesn't know what bills to pay first. Rent, car insurance. Jarjes says now he's basically unemployed and working only a few hours a week. Where does the money come from for your family then? Jarjes said he's spending the tax refund he saved from earlier this year. His 10-year-old daughter, Sura, who's in fourth grade, seems unaware of her dad's precarious situation. She's just a happy kid. What makes you the happiest here in Arizona?
In my school, with my family, and playing around.
For one small business owner from Iraq, the economic downturn has meant opportunity. Omar Mohammadin was a cook and restaurant owner in Baghdad for 25 years. 2 years ago, he fled the violence. And this year, he opened Sinbad's, a Middle Eastern kebab joint in a small shopping plaza in Glendale. It's right next to a bankruptcy and divorce lawyer. Omar had cousins in Phoenix who helped him settle in, and he received a small business development loan from the IRC to start Sinbad's. Omar said he keeps the prices low at Sinbad's because no one has money and he wants customers.
Now the deal is new. One sandwich, $4.99. Second sandwich, $99. Any sandwich. Yeah, my restaurant cheap.
Cheap and very good. And Omar's business appears to be making it. These Iraqis all have stories of survival, during the war and now. Their American neighbors are preoccupied with their own recent stories of economic survival, But Hazem Tayi of the IRC says those neighbors should remember something the Iraqis now know.
Life is very beautiful here. And sometimes I wonder why people here complain about three people in front of them in a line on a cashier. So what? So what? Three people? You can't wait here? We wait there overnight for gasoline. And here they complain about small things, which I understand why, but I don't. I love it here. If those are their problems in life, life is beautiful here.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman, Phoenix, Arizona.
You can read this story and see Marco Werman's portraits of some of the people featured in the story. It's all at theworld.org.